The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The Williams Lake First Nation demonstrated culturally sensitive emotional support following the preliminary findings of their St. Joseph's Mission Residential School investigation. On January 25th, the WLFN announced that the Phase 2 geophysical investigation into the previous residential school grounds found 66 reflections of possible human remains. Chief Willie Sellers started out the announcement in a cultural way by introducing two elders who offered a prayer and then a healing song. Chief Sellers then explained why it was important for the WLFN to include culture and tradition in both the announcement and following it.
Leading with ceremony and leading with our culture is the biggest part of our way to uplift our staff and being able to get this very important work done. Staff consisting of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, and holding them up just the same and giving them the strength they need to get through this very important and very hard work. You've seen the presentation already, and it still gets you emotional just thinking about that part of our Canadian history. But knowing that we still have our culture, and we still have our ceremony, and we still have our language is uplifting enough to give us the strength to continue through the work that needs to be done.
Whitney Spearing, project lead on the investigation, explained how the team conducting the research was doing so with Indigenous culture and protocols in mind.
It became clear early on in the investigation that the team needed a formalized mandate that was culturally appropriate and sensitive to the needs of former students and their families. The WLFN team's objectives are engaging local legal and technical experts to develop a culturally appropriate community-based response to the search for deceased and disappeared children at the St. Joseph's Mission. Assertion of jurisdiction for all work related to the St. Joseph's Mission investigation. Facilitation of a culturally appropriate community-based inquiry into St. Joseph's Mission, and utilizing the profile of the investigation to educate all Canadians about the reality of residential schools and the impact they have had on Indigenous peoples.
Following the announcement, a sacred fire was lit at the Elizabeth Grouse Gymnasium, which was held as a safe space for survivors and family members of residential school victims to talk about their experience with either the school itself or with the intergenerational trauma that followed. The Indian Residential School Survivor Society has a 24-hour crisis support line that can be reached at 1-866-925-4419. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.